Welcome to New Consultant Recording number 7, Selling Tips. Well, the first thing that you need to know about selling is selling actually begins when you book people. The better quality people that you book, the more established people, the better that your sales are naturally going to be. The better referrals that you get, then the better appointments you book again from those people, and your sales just keep on looking good. When you get into a pool of people that are not ideal business prospects, then you're going to see your sales tank, and you'll feel like you're kind of in a pit of despair. So who are your quality prospects for selling? These are people that are 21 or older, preferably 25 and older. If you're always working with those young, single college students still living at home, you might also find your sales really, really low. But you're looking for people at least 21 or older, preferably married, and people that are not really struggling financially. And I mean, you know, a lot of us feel like we're broke sometimes. A lot of people say they are, but I mean people who maybe are on public assistance, who are in the middle of some kind of financial crisis. Those are the people that we wait for their lives to turn around before we call them. Also, teenagers, younger girls, they're not really interested in skincare. A lot of them don't have the means to purchase any product, and they really are just coming for fun, not to support you in your business. And so the first thing that you want to do is look at your referral list and make sure that they are all good quality prospects. So then you get them booked, which you learned how to do in New Consultant Recording number 1. So if you need to go back and review that, you can. And after you've got them booked and they're at the party, here are some selling tips for you. First of all, showing more product does not help your sales. In fact, the more products you show, the less you will sell. That's because a confused mind does nothing. So a woman who feels overwhelmed with the number of products that you showed her, the number of choices that she has, will generally just not do anything because she feels like she needs to go home and think. So my rule of thumb is I try to show 4 or 5 products at each appointment. So then I just have them come back to try more. Also, if you give them the entire farm, then they don't need to come back to try anything else. They're not excited to come back, and you don't have a reason for them to come back and book a party for you or just book a second appointment and bring friends. So if I am seeing a girl in her 20s, then I would probably show her botanicals. And I just do the cleanser, moisturizer, and then I do microdermabrasion, refine and replenish. So I do those 4 products. Eye makeup remover if she wants to take off her eye makeup. So there's 5. I talk about the mask and the freshener and how great it is for cleaning out all the black junk in their pores, but I don't actually show it. So they are equipped to buy 7 products, but they only tried 5. And that will also keep your appointments to about 45 minutes, and then it gives you about 10 minutes to close up each person, up to about 5 people, and your party is still only going to be like an hour and a half long. And then people are more likely to stay all the way to the end. If I'm seeing people in their 30s, then I show them the Miracle Set, and that's it, the 4 pieces of that with eye makeup remover if they need it. And if they are 40-plus, I show them Time-Wise Repair, the 5-piece set. So that's what I do for people's first appointment. And then I have them pick something they'd like to come back and try. And if they do the custom makeover, then I just hurry and wash their face with cleanser moisturizer, and then do the eyeshadows, the lip liner, the eyeliner, mascara, foundation, and primer. And so that's the one where you break the rules a little. I'm showing them 5 or 6 products. And it's so funny because custom makeovers, I sell the least amount. But they're really great for parties to get the hostess to come back and try a custom makeover. So let's talk about second appointments. We've talked about the custom makeover. The feet appointment is a second appointment, and we do for their feet We put the products in the bag, three products in the bag for them to try on their feet, plus a lotion afterwards, and then we, I just clean their face with a cleanser moisturizer. So they've tried about six products. And so once you've kind of gotten under control the number of products that you're going to show people, then the very most important thing that you can do is an individual close with each person. Almost no selling will take place if you don't sit down individually with everybody, and preferably away from the party, but not out of sight of the party. So maybe on the next table over, when you set up for the party, you can already have your date book there. You can have your little gifts that they are going to choose for the things that they've done for you during the party. And you'll have them each come off individually over there. And you can say something like, my date book's over here, and so let's just walk away from this mess that we've made and sit here and decide when you want to come back. It is important to tell people at the beginning that you're going to be doing that. So your sales will be better if you give them an agenda of what is happening. And you can follow the customer profile. You can just look at it and tell them what you're going to do for each section and how you're going to do that. So they're expecting you to pull them off individually. And I don't talk about what they can earn for holding a party. I do tell them that if they book a party, they can take a prize from the middle of the table, but I don't tell them anything about hostess credit. I have found that that kills my sale. If I talk about the 75 free that they can get before I close the sale. So if I sit down with them individually, the very first thing I'm going to do is say, okay, what do you want to take home with you today? And what do you want to maybe get later? And we write that up, and then I say, now these other products you want to get later, why don't you try to earn them, and so forth. And then I will tell them about my hostess program and try to book their second appointment as a party. So first, close the sale before you talk about anything else. Do the sales individually, off at your individual close. The two places that I see sales suffer is booking the wrong people and then not closing individually. Now, one last little tip. When you say, what would you like to take home today and what do you maybe want to wait for later? You should have a sales slip in front of you with a pen, and then you stop talking. After you have said, what would you like to get, what do you want to get now, and what would you like to get later, the next person who speaks is going home with the product. And you don't want to be the one going home with the product. You want them to be going home with the product. So if there is a little bit of an awkward silence while they are looking at the sets and they are in their mind trying to figure out what to do, you can start filling out their sales slips. You can write their name, their address off of their profile, their phone number, sign your name at the bottom. I usually find after I've done all that, they're ready to tell me what they want me to put there. Sometimes they'll have a few questions, and you'll answer their questions, and then they'll tell you what they want. So there are your tips for very successful selling. So your challenge is at your very next party to be sure to pull people off for their individual closes, and then report back to me and tell me how it went.